Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Shall we pray? Father, we bless your name. We are in your presence. Speak to our hearts. It's our prayer that this message, this word, we'll receive it as if it's the last word we will ever hear from you. We want to be attentive, we want to hear your word, and we want to walk therein, because therein lies our destiny, your promises concerning us. We thank you, minister to me, minister to us, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, I can imagine how Mother's Day was. Give me Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 44. How Mother's Day was. I wish I was here too. I learned Mother's Day was fine, pa. Now listen to what Ezekiel is saying. Like mother, like daughter. Behold, everyone that useth proverbs shall use this proverb against thee, saying, as the mother, so is her daughter. As mother, as daughter. As the mother is, you've heard this thing before. As father, as son, like mother, like, and you didn't know it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. So mothers only train daughters. Is that it? No. So give me 2 Timothy. But this is not the message. So you can forget about it. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. And what does that want to say? Now, when I call to remembrance, this is Paul writing to Timothy, the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother, Lois, and then thy motherhood, Eunice. And I am persuaded that it is in thee also. And who is this? Timothy. So mothers train what? Sons as well. Mothers train daughters. Mother, grandmother, Lois. In fact, Lois, do you know that when you name your child Eunice, I'm going to say I am ready. Especially Mayu. Now, what's that in the crowd? Old prophet Mario says, but when they move over Lois, they don't say Simbradi, but Lois rather is the grandmother. Lois is the grandmother. But Lois is a current name, Anambwa. You name your child Lois, hey, Abrofudi, Eunice, I'm Bradi, Eunice. Lois, nobody Eunice. And you hold on me, so throw that one to away. That's not my message. Then go to Proverbs. It's also not my message. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20. Then you come to my scriptures. Now, my son, keep thy father's what? Keep thy father's what? This says commandment. At the NIV, if you can just sweep it to NIV, I would like that. Good. My son, keep your father's what? Commands. And do not forsake your mother's what? Teachings. So, fathers command and mothers teach or train. Fathers do what? And they don't train. But I'm coming home. Relax. I'm coming home. You boy, don't boy. I'm here if you want. But fathers do what? They command. What do they command? Then you come and realize whether the teaching will thrive if they don't do the command. And that is where my message will start. Hallelujah. Thank you. So now let me go to my notes because. So the first scripture is what was read in Genesis chapter 18, verse 16 to 19. Now, this is when three men or angels had visited Abraham. They've eaten and they are going. This is the time they said that Sarah will give birth, and Sarah didn't believe yet by this time. They were going, and Abraham was going to see them off. And the angels were actually going to destroy Sodom. So the angels were trying to say, should we tell Abraham or we should not tell Abraham? He said, no, let us tell Abraham. For I know him. You know who? Abraham. That he will do what? They say he will train. Right? Father, do what? Thank you. Abraham will command his children in and his household after him, he Abraham. And they shall keep the way of the Lord to do what? Justice and judgment. That the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. So if God will fulfill what he has spoken about Abraham, he will do it if the children follow the command of who? Abraham. Then God will fulfill it. So Abraham will command. He will do what? Command. What is the command? That is the message for today. And before we leave here, you come and understand what that command is. Hallelujah. Now, I chose Abraham because if you look through the Bible from Genesis through to Malachi and then the New Testament, there are about, you can say six, seven, some even say nine covenants. There is the Adamic covenant, some say even Edenic covenant was there before Adamic covenant came and all that. There was the Abrahamic covenant. Before Abrahamic covenant, there was one covenant that they called the Noahic covenant, Noah. When the earth was chaos, people were just sinning. Even angels would come down, they saw the women in this, like, oh, mama, who are the fenty? Also, I'm quite even view. Corruption, kwa! Corruption, Ghana, yeah, corruption, kwa! So, every God said, I will destroy everyone. Then, Bible says in, let's look at this, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, going, it says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the... Now, jump to the next one. Let's be fast here. And it repented God that he had made man and the earth, and it grieved him at his heart, yes? And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from blah, blah, blah. So go on, the next one. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So when God said that because man is evil, the whole earth is corrupt, I'm going to destroy everybody. But Noah, go to the next one. Then they tell us about the Noah's life. They say, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Is that why he found favor with God? Is that why he found favor with God? Yes. Because everybody was corrupt. Everybody was sinning left, right, center. God was going to destroy everybody. But Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation, and he walked with God. So he found favor with God. Now, who can define grace for me? Grace is what? Favor that you do not merit. But if you look at this Noah's favor, he merited it. He walked with the Lord. He was faithful. He was just. So he walked with God. That is Noah. So God had a covenant with Noah. After he destroyed the earth, and then Noah came out of the ark, God said that, now I have a covenant with you. I will not destroy the earth again. We flood again. And this is the sign. If you see the rainbow, then you should know that I, God, I will not destroy the earth. We flood again. So Noah had favor with God, and that favor, he deserved it. But let's look at the next scripture. Yes, my next scripture. My scripture that No, not this. The Abraham.
Joshua.
Yeah.
Joshua, okay, let me give it to you. Joshua 24:2-4.
Joshua 24:2-4. Sorry.
Good.
So now, when it came to Abraham, look at this. Bible said, and the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our, 24:2-4. Yes, good. And Joshua said unto all the people, that saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt in the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah. And Terah is the father of Abraham. Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor. And they served what? They didn't serve God like the God that Noah served. Noah, you have some for. They served other gods. The next verse. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood. So the people who were serving idols, God took Abraham from those serving idols and brought him to himself to make him his own. And said what? And I led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed. And I gave him Isaac, I gave him Jacob, and I gave him Esau. So Abraham, what he got from God, God selecting him, he didn't deserve it. Abraham and Noah deserved it. He walked with God. He was righteous. He was perfect in his generation. But as for Abraham, no, some bosom. But he was called. His is what we call grace. He didn't deserve it, but he got it. I brought this in because it is similar to the new covenant. When the Bible talks of old covenant, it's not talking of the Old Testament. The Old Testament is a collection of scriptures from Genesis to Malachi. In the Old Testament, there are about six covenants. A Adamic covenant is there. Noahic covenant is there. Abrahamic covenant is there. The Davidic covenant is there, that your descendant will always be on the throne. It's a covenant God made with David. That is why when Solomon was fooling, God said, "Your covenant, I'm the year David, and Kawu Solomon, Kamati with you. But because of my son David, I will leave a remnant for you. But I will take, but not at your time." Solomon, neba rehobu amba eno, no se niama. Hey, sorry, mutichi. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What did she? Anna, in Yega. In Yega. Hello, my cook is here. So that Davidic covenant was there. And then priestly covenant came. That Aaron's line, the priest will come. All those covenants are in the Old Testament. Then there is a Mosaic covenant. That is what is termed the Old Covenant. That one was a covenant of laws. That they will obey laws that have been given to Moses. So that is the Mosaic covenant. And in the Mosaic covenant, grace in shadow in the water. It is laws. And the people fought all the laws. He fought all. Then the new covenant came. The new covenant is about Christ. Christ's forgiveness. And redemption, bringing us, having access to God. That time, the old covenant, the Mosaic one, the temple here is divided. You can't come in just like that. But in the New Testament, the curtain was torn, there was access, and there was forgiveness. And that has a symbol of grace in it. So we usually, in the New Testament, we say that the New Covenant is the grace covenant. That's how come we call it grace. There's nothing like grace covenant. It is the new covenant. And the Abrahamic covenant also has grace in it. And the new covenant also has grace in it. Because you didn't do anything and God forgave you. Abraham didn't do anything and God called him. What is the difference in the womb? Difference in the womb. So if I'm talking of Father's Day today, I'll go to the generation one. I'll go to Abraham. And when I teach you Abraham, then you understand Father's for today. They are same. So when Abraham God told him that, I know Abraham, he will command his children. And then the question will come. I'll just jump in there and say, what is that? Come on now. The reason why I will even say that Abraham covenant is more of grace is that immediately Abraham left. He went to, Bible says he got to Canaan in Genesis chapter 12. You will not read. He got to Canaan. And then he moved to Egypt. Egypt, he told Pharaoh that the wife, Sarah, is what? Akwawe, he said, no, your papa, papa. From day one. He said, the wife is. And the wife told that, when I go to say that, I'm your brother. And the wife also said the same thing. So then God said, ah, this man is just, ah, but why do you do this? He said, I was afraid that you people will kill me because of my fair. Nobody will kill me. Oh, yeah, fair. And that's matter. I say fair for no one. So, and it didn't end there. I'll go to the other one. That one I will read it. He went to Gerar. And that one, the king was Abimelech. That one too, he said the same thing. Somebody that God has called. Grace, I found you. So you are watching me. We have man. Grace, I found you. See, office, all baby, war. And you're going to make a baby. Maybe a hoetro. So he goes there, Abimelech, say the same thing. And let's go to that one. I will read that one. Genesis chapter 20, verse 3 to 7. I'll read that one. Good. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. Let's go on. And Abimelech came in. But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Lord, would thou slay also a righteous nation? And this is his explanation. Said he not unto me, she is my sister? And she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this. So Abimelech is telling God that, God, I didn't do this with evil mind. The man said, he's a sister. She's a sister. The woman too said, he's my brother. Out of the integrity of my heart, from normal kaninti, and I may ye namafa obano. May ye bonibia, will you destroy a righteous nation? And look at what God said. The next verse. And God said unto him in a dream, yeah, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me, therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. So God admitted, say, Ampa, now can I regret? You did it. What you find? Because if you knew that it was a wife, maybe you wouldn't have gone there. It's true. So you are right. So if God said that, you are right. That means who is wrong? Abraham is wrong. So if you are right, Abraham said I'm wrong, who should forgive who? Who should go and ask for forgiveness from who? Abraham should go to Abimelech and say, Abimelech, I'm sorry I did what I did. Like you were almost going to sin and a calamity would have come upon you. Sorry I lied. I was afraid. I lied. Should not go the kind. Next verse. Should not go the kind. Next verse. Now therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet. Prophet you. Hey, the prophet we. And he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. You rather should go and give the man's wife to him. Na man no. Why you born into unbompire man? If this is not grace, how can you define this? Now you are getting it. God has admitted, say, Ampa, what you are saying is true. You did it from your heart. And Abraham did it intentionally. So Abraham is wrong. Why are you born? No, there no. Why are right? No, Abraham be powerful. Now mumbo pay, mami. Abraham should have gone to the man for the man to lay his hands on him. Why? Because God has found you and has picked you. Doesn't matter how you have lived and how you are living. God has picked you. Man will command. What is the command that man will have to command in the home? And that is the message. I just want to settle for you to understand where we are coming from. So when we get to the place and you know the command, then you can't run away from it because you know the background and you are just like Abraham. All of us. Whether we are failed, we are failing, we did fail, God has selected us. We are His, you are the royal priesthood. You are the holy nation. God's chosen people, called out of darkness into His marvelous light, to declare of the good of the Lord. So whether you are failed today or not, you are God's own. You are the man. You command the home.
So let's run away from Abraham and now maybe we can come home. So Proverbs 6:20, we have read, my son, so now my message starts. Proverbs 6:20. Into time out. My name zero, non started from one. If you number start message, man can say Makasache. My whole time was zero. I didn't know. So Proverbs 6:20, that's it. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. What do fathers command? Fathers command the right environment for teaching and for growth. Fathers command the right environment. What do fathers command? Fathers don't teach. Fathers command, they command the right environment. Now, do you know that pineapple, that it can be grown anywhere in Ghana? It doesn't grow in the US. Do you know? No, apple, you cannot grow apple in Ghana. Do you know? The apple seed can be good. Good seed. Ghana soil, is it a bad soil? It's a good soil. Everything grows here. Put corn here, it will grow. Even if I gather sand, put the sand here on this cement. Put corn in it. Give it time. It will grow. So the soil is good. But when you bring apple, good seed, good soil, it will not grow. Why? The environment is not right for apple. We call it climate. What will grow? Berries and cherries, etc. will not grow in Ghana. The same way mangoes will not grow in New York. So what is it? It is the environment that will bring the growth. And men have to create that environment for the teaching, which is good, and a good soil to come for growth and for fulfillment of God's destiny in the home. If the environment is bad, bring the good soil, bring the good fruit, it will not grow. It will not grow. So men have to create the good environment. And in the home, men will not create any good environment. But if you create a good environment, I mean, you are in the home, you are the father of the home. You make sure that at least devotion is something that you will do, part of it. You create that environment. Let the woman go and wake them up. The wife go and wake them up and bring them. You sit down. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, maybe. That environment, your children will always remember that there is a time that they must always have with God. But you be in your womb, do your own thing, and you tell your children that make sure you have your quiet time every morning. How? Am I going slippery or I'm fine? Shall I continue?
The environment is key. Look, I will show you the environment that existed even just after Jesus died. Let me just say that. Remember, Jesus is he is God. Ink and God, Spirit, everything embodied in him. Jesus died. Two of the disciples, not the apostles, two of the disciples, Cleopas and another person, they never mentioned it. They were on their way to Emmaus. Jesus joined them. They walked. They couldn't see Jesus. They got there, realized that Jesus had broken bread. It was like Jesus. They came back. When they came to tell them, Jesus had just died. The disciples, Jesus said they should be together When Jesus came to the room, Thomas was not there. No, so soon. You came and they told you that Jesus had come. No. Okay, Thomas came back. He saw Jesus. They agreed. Jesus had died. Peter, John, James, three of you. Jesus is going to transfiguration. You go with him. You even cut ears. All that. Peter comes that I'm going back to fishing. That time, not on my car, 11. No. Judas had died. They are 12, so they are now 11. I'm going back to fishing. You know the number of people who joined Peter? 6. 7 went to fishing. Naka here. 4. How? I saw Negu. Jesus, age man, I then. I age man, who? Seriously, Jesus Christ, of all power, all anointing, 3.5 years he worked with these people. Oh, who ya? Scatter. You, Peter, Jesus has told you that I will make you fishers of men. Day one. So you knew. Now you say you are going back to fish. And you didn't go alone. 6 joined you. Okay. It was over there. Jesus met them. And he said, go to Jerusalem and be there till what? Till the promise come. Bible said, and they all, this time, all of them, they mentioned their names, all of them went there with one accord. They were there. All the 11 were there praying with Mary, Martha. All of them were there praying. That is when the whole thing started. That is the right environment. Togetherness, oneness, unity. That is the environment. When that environment came, check, one day, Peter preached. How many people? Over 3,000 souls. One day, this same Peter ran away and go for fishing. When the right environment is created, look, the growth that you will see, it will shock you. And who created that environment? It is men. Like what? That's why I said, these men, what they have done, they've made me love the place. That the next 5 days, I want to come and see what is happening. They gather themselves. What they have done, if men will gather like this, create this environment. Look, this church, this place might be small for you. I can't prophesy that it is small for you because me and your anointing, but it might be just because it might be. It might be. But look, if the environment is right, put mango in Ghana, it will grow because of the environment. Put apple here, it will not grow. Not because Ghana soil is not good. Not because the apple seed is not good, because the environment is not right. Not because our mothers are not doing well, women are not doing well, the youth are not doing well, because the men are not bringing. Pastor speaks and men can now dissect it and throw it away. How? But if they create the environment all together, all of them are going. Like, let's read it. Maybe when I read it, you now understand what it said. Acts chapter 1, verse 12 to 14. Acts chapter 1, verse 12 to 14. It says, then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. Yes. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter 1, James 2, John 3, Andrew 4, Philip 5, Thomas 6, Bartholomew 7, Matthew 8, James 9, James son of Alpha 9, Simon the Zealot 10, and Judas, not Judas Iscariot, Judas the brother, 11, the brother of James, 11. All of them were there. All of them were there. But immediately that he died, when they gathered, Thomas was not there. When we were going for fishing, 7 were going, the rest were not there. Scatter, basa, everything, confusion, and then, basa. But at this time, all of them were there. And when all of them were there, go to the next verse. These all continued with what? One accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. They were all there. One accord, togetherness. If this environment is created in this church, in your home, in your locality, in your office. Look, growth is an understatement. Growth is an understatement. And we miss it. Don't you remember when people were even going against God's word? God had told Noah that be fruitful and multiply to fill the whole earth. Then some gather the Tower of Babel. That's not. We don't want to spread. They're going against God's word, though. My time is up. You are following? Thank you. Come, 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 because me, you're here. I should be anywhere. Hallelujah. So, the people were going against God's status. That be fruitful and multiply and fill the whole earth. They said, no, we don't want to spread in the whole earth. So, we want to build a tower that will reach to heaven so that we'll be concentrated here. Which is against God's word. Something which is against God's word. God is saying that we cannot stop them. Why? Because the environment is right. Put mango tree seed here. Let the sun come. Let the rain come. Draw home. Which is a God. A bit master pool. A poor pool. A bit. A bit fool. Ah. If obese of how can unbelievers who will go and kill and plant and sell it to come? If the environment is right, God cannot use. God said it that if I don't go down to confuse them, these people, what they decide they will do, they will be able to do it. Now, here I am with the Holy Spirit. Have the Spirit of God on our side. We have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We have the backing on our side. If you have the right environment, we say we will not grow. You say we will not succeed. So God has to come down and confuse them. Now, because they were confused, they were not one. You say, I should bring this. I go and bring something different. Ubuwe fumi. Wabu masum. Eyeye. Scatter. Then the whole thing stop. It's only when we are divided and scattered. That is when we will not be able to move forward. But when we have that right environment. Right environment. Nobody can stop us. Not even the devil. Even God cannot stop. Not the devil. No. Nobody. So people, someone said that. How come that the Catholic Church is so strong? Like this. This is a church. They eat communion twice a day, every day. Morning mass, evening mass. They've taken as just as much as you do it, as several times as you do it, as many times as you do it in remembrance of me. They do it morning, evening, no matter what. The disasters and whatever is happening. Catholic Church is still the strongest church. Because what? Obey the communion. Obey Look, I'm not saying that morality, etc., is not right, but I'm saying that if we have the right people and we have the right environment, hey, devil cannot stop us. Because God Himself said, if you don't change the environment, you cannot stop them. If God cannot stop a right environment from producing the fruits, then who the devil who will stop us? Hello? That is the environment. And that is what God is calling us to. Hallelujah. If you look at, I had a picture, I didn't send it. If you look at a hen gathering its chicks, you see that if there's a hawk coming, the hen maybe widens the wings and all the chicks come under. The chick that does not come under, that goes elsewhere, that is the one that is snatched by the hawk. So far as we are together under one roof, that is where it is. I will go to your this thing. Let's go to the passage, Psalm 23. Shepherd food. The Lord, Marshall, let's go to Psalm 23. And I will plant it. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, this is a staff, right? Shepherd's staff. And there's a rod. This is not a rod, though. There's a rod. That rod is shorter than this, but it has one end thicker than the other. I had a picture, but I should have made them put it there. the rod is a rod, but has one end like a club, thicker than this. Bible says that thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The staff, if the lamp is moving out, use the long part to direct it so that you come together and you go in unison. Yeah. But if perchance the one lamp by mistake falls into a hole, then he turns this opposite way. Then the hook that is here, he lowers it into the hole. Then the lamp will jump on it and you pull the lamp up. That is the staff. So it comforts me when I even fall. The Lord being our shepherd, he will pull us up and bring us to a solid rock to stay. And we continue going. And the rod is, the staff is directing us. But if an animal, a predator is coming to catch any of the lambs, the rod that has that big club at the end. Yes. This is the hand. So this is the rod. So that's what David did. You see, when David was a shepherd, he wrote this. He said, a lion and a bear will come. And he didn't just go live to the lion and bear. That rod, he's able to get somebody who can gauge and throw a stone and to hit Goliath's head. That the whole area, that small head with helmet, he still managed to get it. So that means that guy can gauge, isn't it? So he will gauge and throw the rod. And the thick part will come, one, 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 one. And the head of the lion, pine, you clap down. Then when you are down, unconscious, he comes, hold your jaws and test you. He doesn't come live. Catch lion live. The picture you see, catch lion live. But how? And this is a real, it's not story. You can't face lion and be, no, he will get the rod. So the rod and the staff, they comfort me. When the predator is coming, the shepherd has the rod to hit it. It falls down. The shepherd now goes there, holds this and tears him up, and you are safe. He says, you anoint my head with oil, isn't it? And my cup runneth over. He says, you set a table before me in the what? Presence of my enemies. Now, the anointing of my head with oil, you wonder that. Now, sheep, the anointing of the garden, it is not a metaphorical. It is literal. The shepherd actually anoints the head of the sheep. Why? Now, you see, the sheep has got only small tail. Eh? If there's a saw on the head of the sheep, it attracts flies. When flies are eating the saw, the tail cannot come to get. So what he does is that Odu Tranka, a big tree, then the sheep will use the head to hit the tree so that the flies will go. Then he'll go. Then the flies will come back. He'll hit. So either he hit, and now the sheep over bottom. Or it will die. Because it's a sheep. Oh, you join. So join. You join. The native pim in pine. Then he goes. Another pine. So what he does is that when he's going, he carries oil. Some say two type of oil. And I'll explain when they say two type. He carries those oil. So when he see that flies are disturbing the sheep, he puts one type of oil on the head of the sheep. And that oil, I don't know, empe. Once my empe, flies don't like it. So when they go and they get that scent, they go away, then the sheep is free. Fly repellent. He didn't learn it in USC. Mm-hmm. He didn't learn it in USC. Oh, yeah, calculations. Yeah, bro. So, the flies will no longer come. Then it will be free. Then it will go. That is the shepherd. That's that. And then he says, he set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That one too. You see, if some of you, yeah, if I look, maybe one or two have been to farms before. One of Wako Okusia Shira. They see holes and then they put fire, eh? Then the rats will come from the other side. If you know that, sometimes what will come out might not be rat. It might be what? Thank you. You know what I'm talking about. Good. I just said, I'm home. So, when there are holes in the farms, not all of them have rats in them. Some have snakes in them. And when the snakes come out, it will bite the sheep. It will kill the sheep. So when they get to that point that they are holes, the shepherd does not know whether, if I, because of your distance, I'm saying here, the shepherd does not know whether it is snake or rat in it. So the second oil, he pours it round the tip of the hole and pours some into the hole. Then the sheep, but they are grazing, so they are chewing grass. Then if it is snake, the snake will come out. When it comes out, because the place is slippery, the mouth is slippery. No, snake hasn't got legs. The skin. The mouth is slippery, the oil and around, pour it around, the hole is here, pour it around out here. So snake will come and it will be wiggling, cannot move. When they come in, it's becoming slippery, it's wiggling. The sheep is also grazing. Some kind of sheep, no, you join, only me answer. He's chewing grass and he's going. He has seen the snake wiggling. Instead of it to go back, it won't go back. But it's going. So if it gets near where the snake is, the snake will bite it. But that scent of the oil, the sheep too cannot stand it. So he grazes, get there, then he goes around it. So he doesn't get to where the snake is. And in the presence of the enemies, the sheep is chopping food. So you can see the enemy wiggling, wanting to bite you. He wants to harm you. He wants to snatch you. But because you are with the shepherd, you are all one. And the shepherd has, if you go outside there, nobody has put oil there. The snake will catch you there and you'll be consumed there. But once you are with the shepherd and you are all one together, the place is protected. The sheep will be there. The sheep will be grazing. Snakes will come out. The snake will be wiggling. The sheep will be chopping. They cannot go far. You cannot come far. And we are chopping. In the presence of my enemies, that anointed my head, my calf runneth over. This is for the good shepherd. That's for you and I. If the right environment is there, growth is an understatement. And this is created by the men. Hallelujah. Men, the growth of your home. God said that Abraham, I know he will instruct, he will command his children after me, so that I will bring to pass what I've said concerning him. Depends on you. Depends on you. You have to command the right environment at home. Don't be so much a tyrant that the children cannot even come close to you. Like, the environment should be good so that your children can come close to you. The environment in the church should be good. Men should command that environment, that people who come here should be free to serve the Lord and do the things of God like never before. The environment should be good as the shepherd leads and you go around him, protect yourself around him. There's protection. There's a blessing and the purpose of God comes to pass. My message is short. I'm the general secretary of my church, so when my pastor sends me to another place, he gives me a message. Then I'm supposed to preach. So I'll give the pastor's, my head pastor's message, the chairman's message. That is what chairman is saying. I said, I finished. The message God gave me, I'm ending. I'm ending. My shall we pray? Father, we bless your name. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for this moment. And we pray, Father, that you have your own way. Hey, Lord, that in the presence of our enemies, we are protected because we are working with you. We are under you. We are in your protection. With unity, with oneness, with togetherness, we command and we teach and we bring to pass what you have said concerning us in your word, in our lives. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give a clap of hands to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.